The new farm bill was signed into law a little over a month ago, and it includes $8.9 billion in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, what most people call food stamps. Those $8.9 billion come from eliminating a loophole known as Heat and Eat, which tied food benefits to heating assistance. It's a loophole that was used only by 17 states, but Vermont was one of them, and now state officials are trying to find ways to fill the gap in food assistance funding. Here to explain what the cuts may mean and how the state might work around them is Commissioner of the Department for Children and Families, Dave Iacovone. Commissioner, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Glad to be here.
So many listeners, I'm sure, are aware of the Federal Heating Assistance and Food Stamp Program, SNAP program, but explain to us what the quote-unquote heat and eat loophole is and how it tied those programs together.
Yes, many years ago, a provision was made that allowed states to provide a nominal $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 annual benefit to recipients on fuel assistance that would help them get a larger three squares food stamp benefit. So what the federal government did, it said, if you're getting a fuel assistance benefit, regardless of the amount, we will allow, when determining your three squares benefits, will allow you to deduct from your income a standard utility allowance, thereby lowering your income, and the lower income you have, the larger the food benefit that you get. And a number of states, as you mentioned, have done this. Vermont, I think Maine was the first state. Vermont was the second state to do this, and we've been doing it since, I think, 2000. We've been doing it for a number of years now. Congress, though, said, in efforts to cut the budget, said they wanted to block this loophole and said, look, if you're going to do this, that benefit has to be more than $20 a year. And that's they've given states, it's complex, but it looks like we have 5 months to come into compliance with this.
And so if that goes up to, say, $20 or $21, how many households in Vermont are we talking about that receive this nominal amount of heating aid?
Well, that's about, it's over 20,000 households that receive this assistance, some 23,000 households that would receive help in this fashion.
And if the state has to bump up from that $3 to $5 of fuel assistance that they're kicking in for those households to $20, $21, how much will that cost Vermont?
That would cost Vermont approximately $295,000 to move our benefits from our nominal $3 or $5 benefit to $21. But it would allow us to bring in well in excess of $6 million a year in three squares benefits. That's very conservative. That number could be higher, but that's our most conservative estimate. So it's a significant payback. Where else can you spend $295,000 and yield over $6 million?
It's a good deal, definitely. But if this doesn't work out where the state ends up paying this, how much the federal food supplement money might Vermonters stand to lose?
Well, that would, our conservative estimate is $25 a month, which is over $6 million a year. The Shumlin administration is recommending to the legislature that we do not lose this important safety net funding for Vermonters, and that we change Vermont law, which is necessary, to indicate that we will provide this nominal benefit of $21 annually to preserve these benefits. And the legislature is taking this up for consideration as we speak. I believe the House Health and Human Services Committee has recommended to the House Appropriations Committee that we make this change. And I believe they just did that today in a written form, which is great.
So remind me, how much food assistance do most households in Vermont receive right now?
Well, on average, it's $243 per month is the average household benefit. That goes to some 100,000 Vermonters, roughly 50,000 plus or minus households, and it's about $140 million a year right now.
And so you mentioned that the money that might be lost from the SNAP program would be about $25 a month?
That's correct, conservatively.
All right. You were talking about efforts right now among state lawmakers to change the state statute to raise that $295,000 so we could qualify for federal dollars. Again, remind us what the schedule for that is. How is that flowing, and how optimistic are you that, those changes can be made?
I am optimistic. We've been well received in the legislature, certainly by the Committee of Jurisdiction and the House Human Services Committee. They certainly understand the need to make this change. I also think it's important to point out that Vermonters on Three Squares sustained a $10 million reduction, annual reduction, back in November when Three Squares was reduced. There was some what we call ERA provisions, some economic stimulus provisions from the Great Recession that went into effect, and benefits were reduced. So this is real important, because this, if we don't make this change, that's on top of that $6 million conservatively that we mentioned, is on top of an actual $10 million reduction. So I think in folks have been very sensitive to trying to do what they can do to mitigate this reduction as much as possible.
Well, and it's interesting that New York and Connecticut have already made these changes, and I think many of the 17 other states affected are considering what we're considering. You know, if we pay a little bit, we'll reap all these benefits in federal funding. So here's my question. You know, lawmakers in Washington were thinking that they'd have this big $8.9 billion in savings in the new farm bill. But if every state sort of does an end around and seeks out the federal funding anyway, is that federal money saving, the $8.9 billion that's expected to be saved, off the table?
Well, there's speculation that Congress will likely revisit this next year if indeed a number of states do what we're considering, and New York and other states. So I wouldn't be surprised. So the savings that they had hoped will not likely be achieved, and then they'll have a policy decision to make whether they want to revisit it or not.
Because I think New York State had, 40% of that federal?
Yes.
So with them off the table right away.
It doesn't take long. That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, Dave Iacovone, I really appreciate your time.
You're entirely welcome.
Dave Iacovone is commissioner of the Vermont Department for Children and Families.